A snow event is expected to work its way across the northern plains and into the upper Midwest as we move forward through the next 24 to 48 hours. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The majority of the precipitation is expected to be highly disorganized during the course of the day today in the western parts of the Dakotas. We do expect a small band of a wintry mix of precipitation types to come out of southeastern North Dakota into interior northern portions of Minnesota during the course of the day today. This precipitation will be very brief and light, not likely to have much of an impact. But as we go forward through the night tonight, we'll likely see the snow becoming a little bit better organized across the Dakotas. And as time moves along, we'll see a deepening low pressure center down in Kansas that will be moving to the Great Lakes region. And as that storm system moves along that path, we'll see intensification in the snowfall across parts of our region. Eastern portions of South Dakota and southeastern North Dakota will see most of the snow becoming better organized towards dawn tomorrow, but it's actually going to be during the course of the day that we'll see the most intensive snow occurring, especially in the morning in the southeastern one-third of South Dakota and from southwest through central portions of Minnesota, both in the morning and the afternoon tomorrow. Snow accumulations should run from 3 to 9 inches, and there will be a potential for some local totals to get upwards to close to 10 or 11 inches in a couple of counties, especially coming out of the Sioux Falls area and extending to the northeast across southwestern portions of Minnesota. A strong north wind will also evolve as that low pressure system intensifies and reaches into the state of Iowa, and most of that is likely to occur during the course of the day tomorrow. So wind gusts upwards to 30 or 35 miles per hour will be possible in a few locations that will likely induce blizzard or near blizzard conditions just for a few hours. This storm isn't going to last long enough to be an epic type system, but it is going to produce enough additional moisture in parts of our region to maintain that concern over flood potentials for a little bit later this spring. We do expect most of the heavier precipitation to be in the southeast corner of South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota, as well as northwestern Iowa, which is farther to the south than most of the Red River Basin, so it's probably not going to have a huge impact on the melt down of the snow in much of the basin a little bit later in the season, but we do want to continue to monitor it. Now, temperatures are going to turn much colder, so there's not going to be any snow melt across the region anytime soon. Nighttime lows are likely to fall in the negative and positive single digits Thursday night through Saturday night. That means Friday and Saturday mornings will be very cold across the region. Our afternoon temperatures are also going to be chilly. We'll see teens and 20s occurring during the height of the colder air. A little bit of a warm-up will come along next week, but don't look for those temperatures to get warm enough to stimulate much snow melt. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.